What do we call again?
What?
What do we call again?
No, you're going to like do something where it's recorded or something. I don't trust you. Your hand was like all up on the mouse.
No, it's recording on that one. I haven't touched it yet.
Mm-hmm.
1-900s are Mix-a-Lot.
Keep those nasty thoughts. Baby got back. Oh, thought you were going to use that one.
China.
I've been recording.
China.
What?
China. Hi, this is China.
Dick.
Welcome to Proud Monkeys.
We're talking about raisins and jelly.
Ricky
Raccoon.
Ricky. Shut the fuck up.
Ricky.
Shut the fuck up.
You know about like, what I like about these kind of raisins is that you can chew them and spit them out. It looks like tobacco juice.
Ew. As I think of the Sandlot, mm-hmm. where they eat the chewing tobacco and then they ride the Tilt-A-Whirl and throw up everywhere.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. This is episode no number because I'm not for sure which one it's going to be yet. So welcome Nicole back to the show.
Hi, everybody. I'm here
that
again.
Was a very old intro from back in the day when Foul Monkeys had just started. Gina's no longer in the show, but
I am.
I guess we can call Nicole Gina because she has a Gina.
No, I don't like that nickname.
What about Vagine?
No, Borat. No, thanks.
What about Vajayjay?
No.
I'm eating a ricin, y'all. It was real good.
It's like you said ricin. That you're going to eat poison. Put it down, Ricky. Don't kill yourself. My nickname in school used to be Cannonball.
Why, because you got big titties?
Yes.
Did they shoot something?
No. Cannonball!
So, this whole episode is supposed to be about scary movies and stuff.
And killing scenes.
We're going to try
not necessarily scary movies, just movies
with... I like how you talk over me on my show.
Shut up. Movies with killing scenes and... ones that
we
suck.
Should reenact them.
Oh my god. Well, I did bring my gun like last time, so
now she has a chainsaw and a carrot. All right, so I want to remind everyone we have a 2-year anniversary coming up. I'm not for even well, actually, the show probably won't come out until after the anniversary, so fuck the anniversary.
Dang.
And for all you bitches that didn't send me an anniversary message, fuck you too.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, say it in sign language. Good job.
That was totally not even close to sign language.
So what's our first killing scene we want to talk about?
Okay, well, the first one I was talking about before we started, from the movie Shoot 'Em Up. Now, I don't know who's seen this and who hasn't seen this. If you have seen it, you'll probably know what I'm talking about when I start talking about it. If not, I don't recommend seeing this movie.
You'll probably know what I'm talking about when I start talking about it.
Shut up. They know what I mean. Well, basically, Clive Owen is supposed to be like some kind of badass fight master or something in this movie. And at the beginning of the movie, he's sitting on a bench and he's eating a carrot. Not like a baby carrot, you know, a whole carrot. Like he just got it out of the ground.
Like Wascally Wabbit.
Right. Like that. So he sees this lady being chased by this bad guy and he... sits there for a minute. He doesn't want to help her, but then his conscience, I guess, gets to him. So he goes in to help her. And this men, like, start coming out of everywhere, like, shooting, and he's dodging all these people. And this one guy corners him out of nowhere. And I guess since he didn't have a gun or anything handy, he decided to use his carrot. So he... it's just so stupid. He shoves the carrot in the man's mouth, and the guy starts choking on it. And then... he puts his hand, like, flat and shoves the carrot as far as it'll go, and it pops out the back of the man's head. Now, first
like,
of all...
is it like last weekend when that guy you were giving a blowjob to did that to you?
Yes, I still have a bruise.
Actually, I think it's sewed up now.
Anyway, first of all, he bit the carrot tip off because he was sitting on the bench, so it wasn't as sharp as it was implied to go through a man's skull. I don't understand, and it's like the worst... movie ever. Please do not see it. And if you have, I'm sorry.
Okay, so what other killing scene should we talk about? What scary movie
I just did one. You do one. The last scary movie we saw was
Shudder.
Yeah.
That was so stupid.
There weren't really any scary scenes.
There's a dead Chinese girl on your back.
Oh my God, that was so loud.
Sorry. I forgot.
That like totally overmodulated.
Sorry, people. I screamed. Here, I'll scream like this.
That there, sounds like a porno. Let's do our best porno noises.
Oh, God.
Mm. Oh, yeah, bitch. Take that shit. Take that motherfucking cock, you fucking whore.
What pornos are you watching?
Oh, no. I was talking about what I was talking to Herb last night. Oh.
Ooh. Herb's not here to defend himself.
That's because he's dead.
You gave it to him so hard that he died.
In the back of the neck.
With a carrot.
Wow. Carrot in quotations.
Squirrels.
Squirrels and carrots.
You force fed him them squirrels.
Them flying squirrels.
He choked on them.
So scary movies. What's the next scary movie?
It could be an old one or a new one. Think of like one with just a horrible, or it could be like an awesome killing scene. You thought was good.
Oh, you know they're remaking Nightmare on Elm Street.
I know, you told me. I'm excited.
I can't wait to see the scene where the girl, you know, in the first one, it was so obvious that she was like on wires or something when she was flying up the room. He had her twirling.
Oh, yeah. And the guy's Tina. Against the door like, oh, my God, what's happening? Yeah. And she's like, help me, help me. Slamming on the ceiling and junk. Dancing on the ceiling.
No.
Slamming on the ceiling.
Because if we were dancing on the ceiling, we would be singing right now.
Lionel Richie.
So I think I'm trying to think of one of the worst, I mean, worst god-awful death scenes there has ever been.
Like, as in just lameness or, like, horrible, lameness. Like you would never want to die that way?
Lameness.
Okay. Google it. Horrible death scenes. Watch, you'll get some, like, crime scene photos or something.
Bloody disgusting A Nightmare on Elm Street remake. Let's see. This has a remake trailer. Oh, this is obviously not real.
Duh.
So yeah, they have a remake coming out.
Any of the ones in Freddy are lame and retarded because it's so old, from the 80s. Or Jason.
I think they're funny, but like the second one was so retarded.
The second Jason?
No, the second Nightmare on Elm Street. Remember when the coach was in the shower room? He was gonna like rape the student or touch him or something like that?
No.
Oh, maybe that was a different one.
Wait. Is that the one with the girl who has, like, red hair as a girlfriend? And the guy, he had, like, at their house, there's a bird and, like, goes crazy or something like that? Yeah. I hate that one.
When the room melted, remember?
Birds.
They're remaking The Birds, too.
I'm have not to go see seeing that. No. Yes. I'm not.
We have to see that.
No. You can see it and just tell me if it was scary.
The Birds 2009. Let's see who's going to be in it.
Who?
Oh, Naomi Watts.
She's probably the lead character. I'm sure she is.
And Melanie Daniels. Rumored.
Who the hell is that?
Who the hell is Melanie Daniels? Oh, she's from the original Birds.
Oh, she's dead, I think. Probably.
Well, no, because it said that she's in the movie, the new one.
Oh. Sorry, Melanie Daniels.
Famous quotes from The Bird. Mitch Brenner. I just thought you might like to know what it's like to be on the other end of a gag. What do you think of that? Melanie Daniels says, I think you're a louse. Mitch Brenner says, I am.
A head lice. I think you're a head lice. A louse. That was weird. I think what it's like on the other end of a gag. That sounds like an S&M movie or something.
Your mom's an S&M movie.
Shut up.
So, all right. So we're going to look into worst.
How about something from Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Movie.
What? That doesn't make
sense. Worst killing scene in a movie.
Showgirls?
Showgirls.
That's probably bad.
Wait a minute. Worst murder
in a movie.
Scary movie?
Sure. It would probably be like something that was like horribly bloody and graphic. Not something lame.
Uh-oh.
What came up?
Prom Night, the lame looking weekend box office movie.
Oh.
The worst sequels. Bloody Murder, the most original movie ever.
Bloody Murder?
I'm not seeing. They're doing a lot of the worst movies, but not. It doesn't say like. Let's look at lamest. killing scene
in film, in cinema.
Showgirls is number one again.
Is there killing in that movie? I've never seen it. I don't think there is.
No, but I'm a dancer.
I live to dance. Naked.
I kind of like that movie.
I'm not surprised.
I can't find any like the. I know they're on here. The birds.
More like a moth. Or
like
something.
A moth through the flame, burned by the fire.
Oh my God, Janet, you go.
Oh, no. Maybe I desire.
I can't remember how it goes.
That's the way love goes.
That's the way love goes.
Do, do,
That's
do,
the way
do,
love
do, do,
goes.
Wow.
That's the way.
Okay,
love
the
goes.
Song is over.
Oh. So, all right, what do you think the lamest movie killing is?
Oh, Lord. Well, I don't know what could top the Carrick death in Shoot 'Em Up. That was just retarded in many levels.
What about Paris Hilton when she was killed in the
House of Wax? That was awesome. She got a big pole right through the
back of her head.
A big pole through
her head. Wait, it was on the top, right?
No, it was like through her mouth, like, and it popped out the back. She should
just
be
like
used to that,
though. Just like a big dick she's always taken.
Yes.
Let's see, what other... Oh, Kelly Rowland.
Freddy vs. Jason. I forget how she dies. How'd she die?
She gets pinned up against a tree or something, doesn't she?
That always happens in movies.
I know. I don't get it. Why are you always around trees?
Okay. I have a question. Halloween with, I think it was H2O. Michael Myers escapes, you know, every other movie he's in.
Right.
He gets shot 1,000 times, stabbed in the throat, you know, all kinds of junk. Yet he comes back for Halloween H2O. And finally, they like shoot him 1,000 times and they think he's dead. So they put him in the little hearse and they're driving him away. And something happens where he gets out and then he ends up pinned against a tree. And
the car wrecks, remember? And he comes out and the car lands on the tree, smashes him into the tree.
Okay. So he's pinned against a tree, right?
Uh-huh.
He's been shot before this.
Off.
But he's been shot and everything before this a million times, on fire even. Like when the hospital blew up or whatever, he was in that. But he came back for like 12,000 sequels. Then all it takes is him getting his head caught off to kill him. I don't get it.
But I don't think he's really dead. Because didn't that movie come out after Freddy vs. Jason?
But that,
oh, that's Halloween. Never mind.
That's a different series of films. Okay.
But is he really dead? Was that the last one?
He hasn't been in any more. How can you survive getting your head chopped off?
I'm sorry, but on Dewey Cox, they survived getting cut in half.
No, they die. They were ghosts.
But like 40 minutes later.
Long enough to like play the ukulele and stuff with you?
Not the ukulele.
He was playing it. That's yodeling, kind of, and it makes me think of Dirty Dancing. Lisa. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
I wonder if they have that on the iTunes store.
Oh, God. Who'd want to hear that? I doubt it.
Dirty Dancing.
Johnny Castle.
The Legacy Edition or the 20th Anniversary?
I have
edition.
That one, the 20th Anniversary. It's like in a gold embossed case.
What's the name of that song?
I don't know.
Oh, it's not on here. It has to.
It's probably called Lisa's Horrible Singing or something like that. She actually sings good in real life. She had to fake like her bad voice. Yes. Touching in our eyes, way we can discuss. Secret need. I started to say the urgency, but that's next, I think. Took each other's hands, said you understand the urgency.
Just remember.
Oh, got all into it.
You're the one.
Will you catch
thing.
Me so we can do the lift? I trust you. To me. Oh, I was listening to this today on my MP3 player.
Can't look in her eyes.
She's out of my league. What if somebody hears me singing and thinks I should go on American Idol?
She's like the wind.
I don't even know why I'm playing that on the iTunes store because I have that CD.
She's like the wind in my tree. Love it. And I like
Let's see here.
Hungry.
We'll do this part.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Let's get to the speaking part.
You're skipping it and jump.
All right, you're going to do the girl part and I'll do the boy part.
Wonder why.
Or we can do it vice versa. Okay. Okay, here we go. Is the guy first? Yeah, oh, Celia.
I think you skipped
it. Did I skip it?
It starts at the very beginning, I think. Go back. Oh, it was coming. We're just impatient.
Sylvia.
Yes, baby.
Forgot
the word. How do you call your lover boy?
Come here, lover boy.
And if he doesn't answer?
Oh, lover boy.
And if he still doesn't answer?
I simply say, baby.
Oh, baby.
This is so horrible.
My sweet baby. You're the one. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. You gotta play the air guitar.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Like he did. You had to play the air guitar like Johnny Castle.
Nobody sticks my baby in the corner.
Hope he doesn't die. That'll be the loss of a film legend.
Too soon. But he's not dead yet. Too soon. Can someone turn the Heath up in here?
Oh, that's
I heard that on another podcast.
Mean. Don't speak ill of the dead.
Oh, you
as
know,
we tell our Helen Keller jokes at work all the time. Oh,
soul sister, flow,
my God.
Sister,
go, sister, I'll be Maya. Flow, or no, I'll be Lil' Kim.
I love the rap.
I hate, why is she even in this song? She like ruins it when she goes and grunts all up in it. You can be Christina or Pink. You want to give it a go? We totally got off the subject of scary movies
I
and
know,
death.
Right?
We have like ADD so bad.
And we're 17 minutes into the show.
We are running out of time. Stop this. Insanity right now. Oh my God. It skipped.
Yeah, yeah. Coming through with the money in the got belt.
Got the cake straight out the gate.
Some mistake is for whores. I said, why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree. And that's you. And I'm sorry. I'm going to keep playing these cats out like Atari.
Atari.
High heel shoes getting love from the Jews for badass chicks from
Jews?
The Moulin Rouge.
I don't think she says that.
So?
Getting love for the Jews and the badass shoes.
By the case, my expensive taste.
Gitchy, gitchy, yeah, yeah. Mocha chocolata.
Creole lady mama. Let's look up the words to the song because I'm pretty sure she said Jews.
No, I doubt it. No, you'll have to look up that version because that's a new part. It wasn't in the old 70s version.
Well, duh.
Obviously. Could you imagine having the rap version in the 70s? Oh, my Jews. I doubt it.
He'd be like,
hey,
bum,
here I am.
Bum.
Hey!
Ba-da-dum, bum, ba-dum.
I'm Christina Aguilera's twin, you guys. Not. If her twin was like 8 inches taller and 500
totally,
pounds heavier.
She totally says dudes. And I said Jews. Well, they got money too.
See, oh, told you it wasn't Jews. Well, yeah, they have money, but this is so racially insensitive.
Racist! You're a racist.
I'm an ageist.
What's that?
Someone who discriminates against age. We're back to this again. Dissing your age.
All right, so scary movie.
Well, what's one that you liked? Not a lame one,
because
they're too hard to
I've
think
ever
of.
Liked?
There's too many lame ones.
Probably my favorite scary movie would be...
Scream.
No. Although that was a good one back in the heyday.
The heyday, you did not. The first one was the best one.
Yeah.
Because it was the original.
God, I've seen a lot of scary movies.
Want to play a game?
I think Cujo was pretty fucking scary.
You did not have a phobia of dogs as a child. I did. That was like my biggest fear was a
and
rabid
now it's
dog.
Birds.
How? Okay, let's talk about the rabies. How did things get rabies? Look it up.
Look. So today I was saying things get rabies by getting bitten by
because you said the
rat.
Birds at work had rabies.
I didn't say you that. You did. You totally asked your sister. You said your sister asked if birds get rabies.
Yeah, but we were talking about something first, and you brought up rabies, and then I said, yeah, my sister was asking me if birds could get rabies.
Because I was talking about that lady that's so ugly. It looks like she has rabies.
What lady?
You know, the ugliest woman in the world. Oh. That I was talking about.
Yeah. How about the lady with her green poncho? How do you contract rabies? Google. Not people.
Rabies is a serious viral disease that affects the central nervous system. It typically spreads by the way of saliva of infected animals. Often, but not always, through a bite.
Okay.
Once you're infected.
See if bats carry rabies all the time, which I don't think they do, Ricky. Do bats always have rabies? Google. Ask.com.
Bats and rabies. Here we go.
Could you imagine a rabid bat? That'd be so scary.
Rabies home.
Rabies. This is so funny.
Let's see. That's a bat.
I liked it.
A vampire. All right, here we go. You keep talking.
Fill
the
dead air.
People get rabies from a bite of an animal with rabies. A rabid animal.
Really?
Any wild mammal, like a raccoon, skunk, fox, coyote, or bat, can have rabies and transmit it to people. It is also possible, but quite rare, that people may get rabies if infectious material from rabid animals, such as saliva, gets directly into the eyes, nose, and mouth.
Ew. How would you get animal saliva in your eye? It feels like a drooling rabid animal over you, and it's like...
Thank
all
you.
Up in
here
your
we
eye.
Go. Here we go. This is from the CDC.gov.
Let me look so I can believe
Most
you.
Most of the recent human rabies cases in the United States have been caused by rabies virus from bats.
But that...
Booyah, bitch. Booyah, bitch.
That doesn't say that they, like, are born and just have rabies. You have to get it somehow. They don't just carry rabies. You have to get it from somewhere.
Maybe they started rabies.
I doubt.
How can I tell if a bat has rabies?
Check
Why
little...
should you be that close?
Open its tiny mouth and see if you see foam. How can you tell? What are the ways?
Rabies can be confirmed only in a laboratory.
No approaching wild jungle bats, please.
However, any bat that is active by day is found in a place where bats are not usually seen. For example, in a room in your house.
That's a
or
pretty...
in Nicole's mom's puss.
Oh, my God.
Or is unable to fly is far more likely than others to be rabid. Such bats are often most easily approached. Therefore, it is best never to handle any bat.
I'm going to pick up a bat.
Ooh, look at all the bats.
Ew. Vampire bats drink blood. Hence the name.
Are bats beneficial? Of course.
They eat mosquitoes and spiders and junk.
And stuff.
As such. There was a big spider in my house the other night, and it scared me. It was huge, and I had to kill it with a magazine of Cosmo. I killed it with 101 hot sex tips. I blew its mind.
That's hot.
How's your mind? Blown. Tenacious
so
D.
What else? That is a good movie. It was pretty funny.
Pick of Destiny. Please see that movie too, by the way.
What else are we going to talk about? We have like 7 minutes.
We can talk
about...
I never
did say my favorite scary movie.
We got distracted by rabies bats. I was just going to say, I could talk about the guy that I was... You know, remember the Italian guy? Well, yeah, that's not happening anymore. He said he's going through some like issues or something, and he's not ready for a relationship right
now. MySpace boy.
Not MySpace.
Where'd you get it? Where was it from?
Plentyoffish.com.
Which means plenty of fucking nasty pussy.com.
I'm on there and I do not have a nasty pussy. Thank you very much.
Why don't you tell people about the text messages you've been getting online?
Okay, then. They're instant messages, not text messages. My ex, well, he's not really my ex. We were sort of more butt buddies than anything. He's married. He got married last year. And the other day I get this random instant message from him and we chatted back and forth. And then he somehow brought it back around to the topic of wanting to see naked pictures of me. And he asked,
and God forbid he wants to see naked pictures of you.
And he asked me for them like every day. I don't get it. why would he knows that I know that he's married. He knows, because I was like, how's your wife? How's married life? And he's like, why are you being so nosy? You want a detailed list, a day-to-day report. And I was like, no, I just was asking for sake of asking.
No, I'm asking because you still want to fuck me and you're married.
Yes, Mr. Call me 2 weeks before you get married and say, hey, can I come over?
Does he have a big dick?
No, he doesn't even really have one. And he thinks that he's... he thinks it must be like massive or something, but it's really not.
It's not that massive.
No.
Mm. What's his name again?
No problems in the like gagging or anything. Nothing like that.
Damn.
His name starts with a J. That's all I'm going to say.
Jason, John, Jeremy, Jeffrey.
There's so many J names. You could be talking for 12 hours before you get through them all.
The JJ.
Yes, that's his name.
Awesome. JJ.
We'll just call him the JJ. But yeah, he has a vajayjay and he's trying to get this vajayjay. No.
No. Not happening.
No.
Did he ever titty fuck you?
What kind of question is that?
Personal. He did?
I didn't say anything.
You totally shook your head yes.
Did not.
Were you like this?
Don't come on my face. Don't come on my face.
No. First of all, I'm not that southern sounding, I don't think. Don't come on my face.
Don't come on my face, bitch.
I don't like it in my hair.
Oh, yeah. I used to do
now
that
you're
at work
because
I got that from the pianist explosion, and I used to do it at work all the time.
You're going
to
get, like, emails from weird guys who's like, oh, she likes that. What's her name? What's her phone number?
I'll totally give you her phone number.
I'll change my phone number.
And then I'll give them the new one.
I won't give it to you.
Oh.
I'll just email you at work and be like, let's go to the movies.
And I'm like, no, call me.
No. I'll star 6-7 you and block it. So you can't. But, yeah, he's a jerk.
I'm a jerk. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother.
No,
I'm
he's a bitch,
jerk,
too.
I'm a bitch.
Yes, he's all of those things.
Your mom's a bitch.
I want to let her listen to this. No, no, wait. She'll hear all my dirty details.
I know, right?
No, thanks.
Blackmail.
No, she knows most
about being titty fucked by a boy in your room while she's there.
Oh, she knows most things. I mean, I don't go into details like that or anything, but she knows. Like,
did
he
you
was
tell
at
her
my
about
house
that time you stuck that water hose up your pussy?
You're so full of shit. That never happened, people. Never.
Or that time someone went
no,
yelling in your
shut
pussy.
Up. No.
Someone went
no, shut up. That didn't happen either. No. Nope. No freaky deaky R. Kelly shit. None
no
of
one,
that.
No one went yodeling in your pussy.
No. Who does that? The Swiss? Yole, yole, yole.
Nicola.
Should have never said that. That's going to be your new thing. You'd be like, I'm yodeling in your pussy. Yay. Wow.
Oh, you gotta see this kid on what is
oh,
it?
Oh, you're gonna show
Britain's
me that got, opera kid.
What is it? Britain has
just do
it?
YouTube, and it was Britain's Got Talent. You and your forcing of the videos. Why do you do that?
Oh God, we're gonna get a YouTube cycle.
What's that?
That's when you just click on videos and click on videos and click
oh,
on videos.
Yeah, I do that all the time. You guys have to check out Connie Talbert. She's so cute and six.
Connie
and
Talbert. There's Connie.
Don't play it. I'll cry every time.
Oh, here's the little boy right here.
Okay, play him.
Andrew Johnson.
He's a president.
Well,
or wait, is that Jackson?
Dead one.
Just kidding. The pressure's on for
this last contestant. To this keep is 4 minutes and 48 seconds. So this is going to end the show. So email us, foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
What's your name?
And that's it. So this is going to end the show.
Adios.
Later. This is Ricky.
This is Nicole.
Since you took the high voice, I'll do the low.
Bye.
Bye. How old is this kid?
So he's up and mum waits anxiously in the wings.
He's like 10 or something.
He looks like he's 15.
Hello.
What the hell?
Hi.
Hello.
Bring me my cup, please. What's your name?
Andrew.
Andrew.
I'm Andrew.
And how old are you, Andrew?
13.
Oh,
13.
13.
And what do you do?
Sing.
Are you a singer?
Yeah.
Okay, how long have you been singing for?
Since I was six.
Since you were 6 years old?
Amanda.
Okay, and what's the dream, Andrew?
Sing on stage.
Yeah.
Okay. Her name's Amanda? No, her name's friends? Lisa.
I get bullied a lot, but...
Oh, he gets bullied.
You get bullied from where?
At the school.
At the
school? Those dicks.
I've been bullied all my life since
They're going to be on YouTube for bullying him. MySpace bullies.
They don't like that kind of music.
And how do you deal with it?
Can't even sing.
I go home and cry in my pillow. Every night.
And then brush my teeth.
And put in my wooden teeth. He looks weird. That's probably why they bully him.
This is your moment.
What's he sound like? His voice is higher than mine. I see why they bully. Is she gonna cry? She always cries. It's like his mouth doesn't move. Every time you see him, his mouth is wide open. That's really me.
What?
It's me. Play Connie Talbert real quick.
All right, hold on. I want you to hear what they say.
They say he's awesome. I'm sure.
Whatever. We want to hear it, bitch.
Oh, okay.
Okay, okay. Crying.
Right, Amanda.
Well, I really promised myself that I wasn't going to cry on this show. I just... was mesmerized by you. I could not take my eyes off you. You could knock all those bullies out with that.
As I think of like the Care Bears. And the Care Bears stare from their bellies. Oh, I wish there was a camera in here.
And what's her name?
Connie Talbert. Oh, she's 6. Oh, I hope I don't cry when I hear her. I did every time.
Unspeakably awful the entire day.
There's more time than editing newspapers.
Is it right after this?
Do you know what? I'm not even in the mood to have this conversation.
Yeah, if you can
right
forward
now.
It, that'd be awesome.
Unspeakably awful the entire day.
There's more time than editing newspapers.
Do you know what? I'm not even in the mood to have this conversation.
Shut
right
up,
now.
Simon Scowl is what I call him.
So Simon's in
Simon
a foul
Scowl.
Mm-hmm. Backstage, this... spirits remain.
So, with Mum waiting anxiously in the wings, it's
time
for
Connie's big moment.
Do you
want this on the show too?
Sure. She talks for a minute. You gotta try to fast forward it. She's so cute.
What's your name?
Connie.
How old are you, Connie?
6.
What do you do, Connie?
Oh, 6 is so cute.
You're a singer? Yeah? And how long have you been singing?
Since I was 2.
Since was 10.
You know that the winner of this competition gets to play in front of the Queen, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
Aww.
Do you think the Queen would like your singing?
I don't know.
The little accent's so cute. I don't know.
Most honest answer we've had today.
Okay.
Oh,
off
here
you
she
go
goes.
Then, Connie.
Oh, God. Proud of myself. I'm not crying this time.
Because you're a cold-hearted bitch.
You're dead inside. Aww. I love her. I want to adopt her.
My name is Connie.
Do you think the Queen will like your singing? I don't know.
All right.
Gee, Jiminy.
Later, people.
Bye.